Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Episode 150. It's a Patreon exclusive episode. If you want to hear the full 45 minutes, we're going to rank Iowa's biggest games on their schedule this year. If not, you're going to hear a bunch of other content in this first half hour. A bunch of funny stuff. College football yesterday, NFL, Josie Jewell. It's always good. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in, episode 150, 150, guys, 150. Did you ever think we would make it here? I know I've said that before with the podcast. I think we said it at like 100. I think we said it at like...
Dude, I've tried to not make it here like three different times.
I think we said it at like episode six. Like the, oh man, six episodes. We made it.
Yeah, been some roller coasters along the way, but...
Episode 150, this was hopefully going to be the Zach Johnson episode, but he does this whole thing where he plays professional golf, and so he's in Las Vegas right now or something like that. So we're going to try and,
I wouldn't mind being there.
Oh yeah, Vegas would be fantastic. So episode 150 isn't going to be special, guaranteed. When we hit 200, we'll have another big guest for that. I'd like to get Stanzi on for 200, I think. Either Stanzi or some other like really important person that isn't us. Nonetheless, it's 150. I'm wearing the Let's Have a Day sweatshirt, okay? It's the merch. I'm always rocking the merch. Speaking of merch, we were going to have merch like a long time ago, and the whole thing has been based on one thing. We got the flag approved, we got all this stuff approved, and the Kirk's Dogs design, they continue to not respond to us. Like, I send this guy an email every two or three weeks and he's like, yep, let me check in. So I'm gonna have to like really lay down the law here and just get pissed off.
Who are we talking to here to get this done?
Neil Cornrich and his guy. They keep saying like...
Do we need to talk to Ben to talk to Neil for us or what?
I don't know. I just think that they just need to give us a decision. There's been so many times where I sent them a thing like, hey, any word on the decision? Regardless, that's the one thing we're waiting on. We will get that figured out before our Christmas drop. So the next merchandise drop that we do, will be like the big holiday season drop. It'll have all of the Hawks by a Million stuff. It'll have Let's Have a Day stuff. It'll have Heart Don't Have Stars stuff. It'll have Kirk's Dog stuff. There will be flags. So this should be a good holiday season. Maybe we can come up with like a ugly sweater for Wash Up Walk-Ons or something like that.
Hard pass.
Why not?
Hard pass.
Okay. Well, we're having a day. this episode, and the boys don't even know this, Drake and Kevin, because I'm tech guy and I own 34% of this company, I've autonomously decided that this is going to be the Kluver ranks the Hawkeyes' biggest games of the season episode, and it's going to be a Patreon exclusive towards the end. For those listening, you're going to get, you're going to be listening to this part up until a certain point, and then I'm going to cut you off, and you're going to have to subscribe to Patreon, and we're going to have make you pay to listen to me rank the 8 games on Iowa's schedule. No, I don't give a fuck if you're a Patreon subscriber or not. We love all of our listeners. Now, if you are a part of the Walk-On Army, I do like you a little bit more, but it doesn't mean that I don't like you if you're not.
But like if you are one of the Iowa media members that listen to this and you do not like one of us, or if you're one of the guys that is on those forums that Kluver reads, that's talking shit about me at this exact moment, you can eat my nuts.
All right.
Thank you for that, Drake.
You know what? And that's a fantastic segue into what I wanted to start this podcast.
Is that with actually a fantastic segue?
I swear to God it is. And let me explain why. Yesterday, I ran 20 miles, okay? First of all, respect to anyone who is a long-distance runner. I'm sure – I know there's a couple of you who follow me because when I post about my runs, you always say something or like send it to me and like say, hey, good job or whatever. So there's a couple of you listening that have been into long-distance running. Respect the hell out of you guys. First of all, I was not born to run, so I'm probably at a slight disadvantage. I'm still rocking about 192, 193 right now at 5'10", which I would consider thick a little bit. 20 miles, man. That was one of the two things that made my day less enjoyable yesterday. The other was the fact that I didn't know that Oklahoma – doesn't practice tackling.
Dude, I'm so triggered because yesterday I was sitting in a friend's garage. They were all degenning, betting like 12 college football games. I'm like, you know what? I think there's two games that I like this week. I'm not impressed with Iowa State. Give me Oklahoma to cover 7. And then the other one, I was not impressed with Georgia last week. I said, give me Auburn to cover 7. And guess what? I don't know a thing.
That's a rough day. That's a rough day. And the reason that Eat My Nuts was a good segue was on my run yesterday, I ran out of Waukee to the west, which is Waukee is the furthest suburb east of Des Moines. And then it kind of gets into this country, but there's a really cool trail that goes to this little town called Adel. Let me do some research. I actually think that Adel is where Niall Kinnick is from. I'm almost positive. But on this trail, I've never seen so many goddamn squirrels. And there was most of them run away, but they kind of scurry off into the, there was one squirrel that didn't give a shit that I was running by him. He straight up was just eating this massive nut and just let me run. I mean, I could have stopped my run and petted this guy. It was incredible. He was the fattest squirrel on the whole trail too.
Listen, man, you don't mess with a guy when he's getting his nut.
I guess not. Yep. Adel, Iowa, fucking Niall Kinnick. Now, let me just say this, Niall Kinnick, respect the guy. War hero, American hero. He has the speech. Niall Kinnick wouldn't fucking be second string today. That's all I'm saying. He was 5'8".
Here comes the hate. This is a Heisman Trophy winner.
I don't care.
American hero.
I admit that. I say that openly. He is an American hero. All I'm saying is Niall Kinnick would not start for the Hawkeyes this year. He wouldn't start. And you I don't know if you can really bring an argument to
can you imagine the stadium is named after you and you're sitting on the bench?
Well, he would. I mean, Do you disagree? Do you think 5'8", 185 Niall Kinnick would find a starting position on today's Hawkeyes?
Listen, man. People starting these days.
All I have to say is that Bob Sanders is lucky that Niall Kinnick wasn't around when Bob was around, or else Bob would have been a nobody. That's all I got to say.
Dude.
I'm stupid.
Bob Sanders is a different breed. Also stacked at 5'9", or whatever he was. I guarantee, you can look at the pictures. You don't really get a great idea of what Niall looked like physically, but I don't think he was very physically imposing or scary. I guarantee he didn't run as fast as Bob. I guarantee he didn't hit as hard as Bob. I know that he was a Swiss Army knife on the football field in 1935. But I don't know.
Will you please stop disrespecting the father of Iowa football?
He's a legend. He's an absolute legend. And back in his time,
that's Uncle Niall you're talking shit about right now.
Kinnick Niall, dude. Kinnick Niall, DP. I'll never forget when Damon Powell gave his presentation on Niall Kinnick, and I'm not questioning Niall's toughness or his, his work ethic or any of that. Clearly, way more than me. I'm just saying, there's no way that he's like what he played. What was his main position? Running back.
Running back, kicker, punter, defensive back. Whatever you wanted. You can play whatever you wanted.
I mean, are you kidding me? This guy played both ways and won the Heisman Trophy in college football.
Yeah, and he still has the tied record for most interceptions in a year.
I'll say this. If he was going to have a shot to play on this year's Hawkeyes, it would be at safety. That's where I'd put it. Because he's not better than Tyler Goodson. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Okay. Right,
so you're saying we should name the stadium after Tyler Goodson?
No, because Tyler Goodson hasn't done shit compared to Niall Kinnick in a historic value, but it just is the way it is. I just had to put that out there to be controversial. That's the way
Welcome
I'm controversial.
To historic Goodson Stadium.
All right, but if we're being real, Niall Kinnick couldn't see any of us in anything. So that's that.
Anyway.
I think now Kinnick would drop your ass in a back alley, Drake.
I don't know about that. I just don't.
No comment. He's a hero. I'm not going to say anything bad about Uncle Mal.
I don't think, if you put the fight statistics up at the front of the fight, it's like weight, the reach, and the wingspan advantage is going to go to Drake there. And I don't know. Drake is clearly more mentally fucked than Niall was.
Now Kinnick's like Rocky, man. He's got the heart of a champion.
I bet he did. He's a better man than me. I'll never have a stadium named after me. He's a legend. I'm glad that he was fighting for our country, all that. I just don't think he would start on this year's hockey.
None of us will ever be able to hold a Heisman Trophy, so.
Not even close, no. Niall didn't have a podcast, though, so fuck that guy. What a wuss, dude. Didn't even have a podcast? Some dude, cool guy that guy is.
This guy, he couldn't even get his own podcast.
Couldn't even get his own podcast, man. Didn't even have his own radio show. Anyway, I don't know how we got there. I ran out to Adell. Squirrels were eating
nuts. This is your segue from Drake saying lick my nuts.
Right. Squirrels were eating nuts and I was having a great time until about mile 15, at which point my whole lower body decided that every step I took for the last 5 miles was this kind of series. Absolute shooting pain from my ankle up through my calf to my knee to my IT band to my hip and a little bit of my hamstring. My cadence is like 165, 170. So 170 times a minute, I'm feeling a shooting pain in that direction. Mentally, one of the most challenging things I've ever done, because of the pain for the last 5 miles. And it's because I'm already on an accelerated training program. And then I had to miss a week last week because my Achilles was acting up. So that was shitty. But not, again, not as bad as Oklahoma's tackling. I don't know if they know what a tackling circuit is. I was just thinking about those players having to run through an Iowa practice. Tackling circuit would have been restarted 3 or 4 times.
Dude, it's so embarrassing too, because these are kids that coming out of high school, they're the top ranked in the country because Oklahoma supposedly only offers the best players in the whole fucking world. And yet here they are. They can't tackle these scrubs from Ames.
Can you imagine Coach Ferentz watching those guys do a tackling circuit? No, do it again. Do it. Start over. Dude, did you guys watch the whole game?
No, I did not.
I watched most of it. I fell asleep towards the end, right as Iowa State kind of took control. You know, Iowa State is better. Here's what I'll say. Iowa State is better than they played in their first game when they dropped the ball against LSU.
Not that LSU, though.
Or not LSU. I meant Louisiana.
Hey, guys. Want to interrupt the show to let you guys know we've officially partnered with AdCraft, the merchandise company that does all of our clothes. We, back in 2018, quickly found out that you guys were going to want merchandise. People wanted to wear Hawks by a Million and other themes of our show on their body. And it's a great idea. And we found a company that allowed us to put together designs and a store very quickly. And we even ran that store for a pre-Christmas sale in 2018 and did thousands of dollars worth of revenue, all to see it come crashing down when our original company kind of crapped out on us. And so we had to go shopping. We had to fix that situation after a bunch of research and looking around. AdCraft USA out of Clinton, Iowa was the choice that we went with, and we could not be happier. Guys, again, AdCraft is a family-owned company. Since 1974, they do custom apparel and merchandise for teams, organizations, and companies all around the state and beyond, and they have a brand new customization tool. Guys, I'm telling you, you can do stuff like hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, performance tees, tanks, baseball tees, and more. It's seriously a cool product, and it's very easy to use. I've been on here messing around by myself. AdCraftDesign.com, AdCraftDesign.com. And best of all, listeners of the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast get 20% off their order when they use code WALKON, WALKON. That's code WALKON, WALKON, at AdCraftDesign.com. Go make that custom merch. And now back to the show. Want to take a quick second to interrupt the episode and let you guys know that we are partnered with Louis Wickett of Key Mortgage Group. Guys, I don't know anything. I mean, I don't know anything about buying a home. All right, I've never done it. You know, I'm 25 years old, and you need someone who's gonna educate you on the process. Okay, Louis literally helped Kevin just buy a home. Kevin just purchased a home in Iowa City. He used, like, Kevin, this is a real relationship. This isn't just some phony, like, read an ad, get paid type of thing. Louis is seriously helpful. He helped Kevin. He can help you. Let me read a couple reviews of Louis. Jacob said, as a realtor, it is important to me to be able to have a relationship with lenders that are honest, hardworking, and trustworthy. Louis went above and beyond for my clients, myself, and the new homeowners. Couldn't be happier with the way he educated them throughout the process and the way it made it simplistic. I highly recommend Louis to anyone looking for a mortgage lender. That's just one. Chris said, working with Louis was nothing but a positive experience. He went out of his way to introduce himself to me on a holiday weekend, knowing that I was only in town for a short time. He made the whole loan process effortless on our part. I would definitely recommend him to anyone. Now, doesn't that sound like some guy that you would want to work with? All right, some guy that we recommend, that we have talked to, that we know is going to help you get the process done. And like I said before in these ads, I'm pretty sure that mortgage rates are at an all-time low. So if you're in that process right now, or you need some help, you need some information, contact Louis. Again, we've set up a a private email just for our listeners of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Contact him at hawks@gohomeside.com, or you can just search Louis Wickett and find him online. Now back to the show.
They are not – I still don't think that Oklahoma is as – I mean, clearly Oklahoma is not as good as
– years whatever, past.
Yeah, 16th or whatever, even. Like, you have to kind of – oh, we beat the 16th-ranked team. Congrats, you beat an Oklahoma team. They're ranked without Pac-12 or Big Ten teams considered in those rankings, and they also are going to be dropping from that rank. Like, they're not who they were. Like we said before we clicked play –
you can't put a 1-2 team in the rankings. That's just wrong.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oklahoma will not be ranked after this week. They shouldn't be. They are.
All right. So let me propose this to you guys. Kluver with two bad knees, and me and Kevin in the most washed up situations of our lives, are we still three more viable, tougher options than what they're playing with at Oklahoma?
Dude, give me 3 months to put on good weight. Like, let me get to 210, 215, and let me play like linebacker. And I swear I'd give better effort than what they put on the field last night. Probably not, but they were bad, dude. And whatever that guy's name is, Breece Hall, I think is the Iowa State running back. He's good. Yeah. He's not David Montgomery by any means. And he was made to look a lot better because of just the ass tackling from Oklahoma. And I won't say that Iowa State is a great tackling team either, to be honest.
No, their defense is pretty whack this year too.
I gave you guys two picks on the last podcast. One was the TCU Texas over, never a doubt. If you guys caught that game, it ended on a safety by the winning team to run out the clock, which put those 2 points put it over the total.
Yeah, never a doubt.
Never a doubt. If you watch the game, you know that the refs controlled that game way too much, and it should have been over regardless. Also, Texas fumbled. The Texas running back is an asshole and fumbled going in on the 1 yard line to score and push it over before.
Dude, he was reaching the ball across the line, right?
Yuck.
LJ, that is Michigan State, same exact thing, except one of them got over, one of them didn't.
Dude, Brian would have had an absolute brain aneurysm because he teaches that so much about how it's absolutely not worth it to stretch across a goal line, this, that, and the other. He would have lost his whole mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Texas isn't back, by the way. So, yeah. What'd you say, Kev?
Texas is ass.
I don't know if they're ass. Their defense isn't good.
Ass.
I mean, the Big Cheeks. 12. The Big Cheeks. 12 decides that they – it's just a different game. I don't know. I saw a funny tweet that was like, it was the meme of Michael Jordan from The Last Dance, like laughing at the lap at the iPad. I don't forgot what part it was.
Oh yeah.
And it was like someone titled it Phil Parker looking at these defenses or looking at these or something like that. It was pretty great. So that was the other half of my day being shitty because I went 1-for-2 on bets. I had the Iowa State Oklahoma under. I thought Iowa State's defense was a little better than that, even though Oklahoma and them, they can score points. I thought they could stay under 63. They didn't. And Iowa State improves to 2-1. Good for them. Good for the Cyclones. That's all I have to say. Any other games that you guys – that stuck out to you yesterday? Air Force whipped the shit out of Navy. I had that in a big old
pump. Navy's not good. And no. I don't know why Navy was a favorite in that game.
Yeah, that kind of that.
I must have missed that line when I was scrolling through for my picks, but that was like Air Force is a solid. They were a solid school last year too. I don't know.
It was their first game though, and you would expect Navy to make much more drastic improvements from week one to week three.
Yeah. I mean,
Navy's got some problems this year.
They have issues. They have quarterback issues. They're like on quarterback number 3.
Yeah, I got quarterback issues in my fantasy squad too. Big shocker.
We're going to get there too. We're going to talk a little bit about fantasy because we are recording this on a Sunday, about 2 hours away from game time.
I almost want to pull out of that Russell Wilson Seahawks covering 6.5 pick. I'm not going to. I'm gonna ride with it and see if Russ is just a cover machine this year. Because
you probably should, because Ward's winners have become fade Ward's winners this year. And that was the third leg of my parlay where I'm 0-2 so far. So
So you're saying Arizona should be the pick.
If the Patreon listeners can listen to this before 12 o'clock, hammer Miami +6.5.
They will be able to listen to this. This should be up about 11 a.m. today. So for the Patreon listeners, so if you want
non-Patreon listeners, sorry, you're out.
Sorry, you got the original card that Kevin decided to go with. Yeah, as far as NFL goes, a bit of a weird week because somehow the most
coronavirus.
Yeah, somehow the most important player on the Patriots decides to get COVID. Don't know where Cam's been scurrying around.
Listen, man, he's got a family. Don't try and put that witchcraft on Cam.
I don't know, man. Like, is he? I don't know.
His wife went to the nail salon and got the virus straight from Wuhan.
Jesus. could have been. The Chiefs. I don't know if they're going to play. Like, are they going to play? It says the games have been pushed to Monday. They're going to push it to Tuesday. Does it count for fantasy? I have Tyreek Hill, and I need to know these answers, and I don't think there's definitive answers right now. It puts a lot of fantasy owners in a pickle, as some would say.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the NFL is really concerned about right now.
No, not the NFL. The fantasy owners.
Yeah, no.
Who do you guys go with today, Dak Prescott or Jared Goff?
Who are they playing?
Who are they playing?
Jared Goff has the Giants. Dak has Cleveland.
Hard to go against the anyone playing the Giants. Yeah. But I'll go with Goff on that. But yeah, anyway, the NFL's coming up. I already forgot my picks. No, I didn't. Denver. Oh. The Fighting Josie Jewels.
Yeah, they covered. It's fade the state of New York forever.
Easy money. Josie Jewel has his best game as a NFL linebacker. 10 tackles, 2 for loss, 91 rating on Pro Football Focus. Best
My
player.
Guy now has 2 sacks in 2 consecutive games.
Yep. The line on that was +1.5 when we did the podcast the other day. Easy money. I made a nice chunk of change on that game the other day. I had the under and Denver to cover. So easy money. Let's go with, or was it the over? I can't even fucking remember. What was the end score of that game? It was the under, I'm pretty sure.
Like 41 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Real quick, by the way, too, if you're sitting listening to this and you just pulled it up and you're not subscribed to the podcast, not on Patreon. If you do want to subscribe on Patreon, do so, because I'm kind of planning a few juicy things for the new year for the Patreon subscribers.
Are we going to get naked for these people on Patreon or what? Because I feel like that's what the new wave of 2020 is that people just pull out their genitalia and get paid for it. And I'm not above it. So
this is not OnlyFans.
Okay. Fans, that is your prerogative. We're not going to do that here.
I think
people pay us not to take our clothes off.
Yeah, I think your mic just went out, Kev, or something like that. Or
Kevin keeps muting his mic and then unmuting it and talking before it's actually unmuted, and so we haven't been able to hear his shit.
No, it's fucking,
now you're back.
I don't know what's going on.
So for all the most of our listeners probably don't even know what an OnlyFans is, but you're not going to get that on our Patreon. You have to subscribe to our OnlyFans for that. Just kidding. We're going to roll out a couple new juicy things, and it'll be all in surplus of what you're already getting for Patreon. So the Patreon perks are just going to get more and plentiful. But pull out your app, your purple Apple podcast app or your Spotify app or your Google app, and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. Now, I understand it adds that to your library. Some people are like nitpicky, OCD. They don't like podcasts in their library that they don't listen to. Frankly, just let us drift to the bottom if you don't always listen to us, like, and just give us that subscribe, you know, because it's going to make our life better. Helps us out, right? More downloads. That being said, we're going to roll into what I'm calling myself ranking Iowa's biggest games of the, I'm ranking all eight games. Kevin and Drake are going to be here to discuss the order that I put it in.
Hey guys, want to cut in real quick. If you guys want to hear the rest of this episode and hear me and the boys rank the biggest games on Iowa's schedule 8-1, you're going to have to subscribe through Patreon. This is one of our Patreon's exclusive episodes. It's one of the perks that you get as a Patreon subscriber. Bi-monthly episodes where you get a episode that everyone else doesn't get to hear. And that's just one of the perks. We know that you guys supporting us is incredible week in and week out. And if you find it in your heart or in your wallet anyway to help us and support us just a little bit more and get those extra perks on top of it, go ahead and do it through Patreon. You can find that link on our website, thewashupwalkons.com or hawksbyamillion.com or patreon.com/washupwalkons. If you do not want to support us in that way, it is no big deal. All right, you're still going to get 15 episodes every 2 months. There'll just be one out of every 16 episodes that you don't get to listen to the full thing. Thank you for tuning in today. And we'll be back on Thursday with another episode. Thank you guys for everything that you continue to do. Hawks by a Million. Have a great day.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.